Ross Martin with 24/7 Sports Carolina Blue joining us now talking signing day. Of course, a national holiday for college football fans and a day where probably not a lot of work is going to be getting done there for portions of the day for a lot of those that have been following high school recruiting and getting ready for the next season here for college football. Carolina coming off of one of the best seasons in UNC history, but having to retool, losing a lot of players going into the new season. So, Ross, as we're getting just a general overview of the 2016 recruiting class, nothing is official until that letter of intent is signed, except for those eight early enrollees. What do you think of the makeup of the class that Coach Fedora and the rest of the coaching staff has been able to put together?
Yeah, you look at it right now, and it's not an exceptionally high-rated class, but it is pretty solid in terms of who UNC is able to bring in and will bring in. They fulfill a lot of needs, and that's obviously what you want to do with your 2016 class is you find where you need players for the future. You go out and target those players, and they commit to you, and that's ideally what you want. And with this class, UNC needed linebackers, and they're gonna sign three and most likely four linebackers by the end of the day. And they went out and got some linemen, which you always want, both at the defensive end and the offensive end. And they also got some skill players, some really game-changing skill players, which UNC fans are pretty excited about. So when you go out and the coaches target, you know, hundreds of players, they focus in on a certain number of guys. And when the team gets who they target, that's kind of what you want to see, meaning they wanted these guys, they end up committing.
What was kind of the sense that you were getting from recruits as you were talking with them throughout the season and they were watching Carolina be a lot more successful than they have been in the past on the football field?
Yeah, and that's been great. The 11-3 season was huge for – it just kind of improves the way UNC looks locally, regionally, and nationally. I mean, they played in the ACC championship game. They went 11-3, and they had a pretty big bowl game as well. So UNC football, for the first time in a while, was on the mind nationally up until, you know, November, December, and that's pretty unusual. You talk to these players, and they're excited about the future of UNC, where this coaching staff is going, and kind of how good this team can be next year and the years following. And so a lot of players want to be a part of that. They kind of trust the vision of Fedora. You know, he signed that big contract. It's going to keep him here for a while. The staff remained pretty much intact. They did lose an offensive coordinator, but everyone else, and that's, it's really important to keep your staff pretty consistent. They did that. So the future is bright, and players want to go where they know there's going to be some consistency, there's going to be an opportunity to win, and there's the opportunity to, you know, to play and be successful. And that's what UNC is trending. They're definitely trending up in college football, and that's exciting.
National Signing Day has really just turned into quite a spectacle, fueled a lot by, you know, TV and all the eyes that are on it. You know, ESPNU, I think, is doing the full day there of coverage, and it's going to be a busy day for you. Whenever you're looking at the kind of where we stand with signing day now, what are you expecting? Are there any couple of surprises we need to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, in terms of North Carolina, there's not as much of they already pretty much have their class kind of set. There's 24 guys committed right now. There are three names they're waiting for. There's a defensive end by the name of Alan Cater, who's deciding between Arkansas and UNC. They're waiting to fill a cornerback spot, and that's likely going to be a guy by the name of KJ Sables from Florida, who's looking to commit between Cincinnati and UNC, and that could happen tomorrow. There's a big-time wide receiver, Nate Craig Myers, a top 50 player in the country, one of the top five receivers in the nation out of Florida, who is deciding between Auburn and UNC, and that's really the one that UNC fans should keep their eyes on. He's announcing at, I believe, 11:10 on ESPNU, deciding between Auburn and UNC, and that would be the biggest commit under the Larry Fedora era. So if you're a UNC fan and you want to watch something, I would key in on Nate Craig Myers come Wednesday when all these decisions are being made. Just in terms of National Signing Day, it's a spectacle. I'm here at the 24/7 Sports headquarters in Nashville currently because it's kind of a really big deal. There's a bunch of food brought in. It's on TV. You know, every fan base is just this hope. There's a positivity that comes to National Signing Day because the season's over. The next game isn't played until September. So there's kind of a time of of what can be, the potential, the hope, and these players are the players you're going to know for the next 4 or 5 years. So it is a lot of excitement. It is kind of like a national holiday in our business. I call it the Christmas, New Year's, and Easter all combined, because it's kind of the biggest day of the year. It ends the 2016 class and kind of starts the next cycle.
And one of those guys that you were just talking about a lot, Nate Craig Myers, it's funny to see the enthusiasm from some of the coaching staff, Gunnar Brewer in particular, who's widely considered a very good recruiter for Carolina, the wide receivers coach, and was tweeting at Dez Bryant, I found the next you, talking about Nate Craig Myers down there in Florida. For a guy like him, if Carolina were able to bring him in, is he a guy, even with the receiving core that Carolina's bringing back, Mac Hollins, Bug Howard, Ryan Switzer, is that Nate Craig Myers' ability there? Would he immediately come in and be a playmaker?
Yeah, he'd probably step in right where Quinshon Davis kind of left off. Nate Craig Myers, he's a 6'2", 205-pound wide receiver, just really strong, really developed technique-wise, speed-wise. He's not going to have to come in and gain weight or hit the weight room. He's already a finished product in terms of being ready to play in college. So he'd come in and he'd get snaps, he'd get possessions and plays just like all the other receivers. It's not going to be someone they sit on the bench for a year. He'd be a huge get for UNC. And then you look at what UNC can do on offense in terms of Larry Fedora's passing game. They have a good quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, who's going to just soon start for the next 2 years. They have a set system and a really experienced offensive line and a run game. So the offense is clicking. And if you can add these really talented pieces, it just expands what you can do and helps everyone out, because defense can't just key in on one guy or one receiver. So that'd be a big get. And it is exciting for Carolina fans to be in the discussion with a SEC school for a top 50 player, one of the top receivers. He's a side between UNC and Auburn. Even though if you picked Auburn, hey, UNC was number two. They're in it. They're in for these big guys. And that's different than it has been in the past. That kind of shows the success of Larry Fedora and the coaching staff, what they've been able to do to create relationships and kind of build this excitement and potential with the North Carolina football program.
All right, Ross Martin with 24/7 Sports, CarolinaBlue.com. Rest up. Going to be a busy day, so we appreciate you taking some time, and we'll bug you a little bit tomorrow as well.
Anytime. Thanks, Blake.